Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed if this call is quick and confidential.
Hold on.
Yes?
Okay, what are you calling about?
My name is Chris and from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this call is quick and confidential.
How long?
No. Excuse me?
How long is this, the question?
It is around 10 minutes depending on your answer, or less.
Okay, let's go.
Thank you very much. Now, just for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And in which state do you currently reside? Thank you. And for classification purposes as well, what is your zip code?
10601.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
Now, what is the year of your birth?
1957.
Thank you very much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American-Indian, or... Excuse me?
Black.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. We still had third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and third-party candidate Jill Stein. Is it still Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, here we have three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available, or I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves, or I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
The first sentence.
Thank you. Now, based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? Is it abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York? Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York? Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York? Abortion is totally banned in New York, or not sure?
The second one.
Thank you. Now, how concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not very concerned.
Thank you. And as you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or nothing at all?
Heard some.
Thank you. Now, based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Can you just say the beginning again?
Yes. Based on what you know now, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote yes.
Thank you. And here we have the text of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. Add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in New York state constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. Now, after reading or hearing the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'd vote yes.
Thank you. And what values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick two values that best describes the values behind your decision from the following list. Is it empathy, freedom, making decisions about your own body, equality, responsibility to women, privacy, control over your own life, responsibility to younger and future generations, safety, or rights?
Rights and making decisions about your own
body. Thank you. Now, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you more or less motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Makes no difference in my motivation.
Thank you. And if you learned that a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
I'm more likely.
And is that somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. And if you learned that a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely to vote for the candidate.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely to vote for the candidate?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and access nationally? Want a ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide their own abortion laws?
Want states to define their own.
Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide their own abortion laws?
The first one.
Thank you. And how about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions? Or want states to decide on their abortion laws?
The first one.
Thank you very much.
How much more is this?
I was about to say that we're halfway there, but we're...
I hope it's more than halfway.
Thank you.
Left in the door.
Yeah. When thinking about who to vote for in the race for United States Congress, how important it is to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it a requirement, meaning I will not vote for a candidate who just doesn't share my opinion on abortion? Is it very important, somewhat important, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant?
Very important.
Thank you. And when thinking about who to vote for in the race for president, how important it is to you that the candidates share your opinions on the issue of abortion? Is it a
very
requirement?
Important. Very important.
Yes, I'm so sorry. For quality assurance purposes, I need to read everything verbatim, even though I know your answer. Yes. Okay. Now, the options that we had was a requirement. I will not vote for a candidate who doesn't share my opinion on abortion. Very important. Somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat unimportant, or very unimportant.
Very important.
Thank you very much. Now, you will hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025, and then we want some answers to these questions. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail. Now, based on what you just read or heard, how favorable or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, neither favorable nor unfavorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And if you learned that a candidate for political office supported the Project 2025 conservative policy agenda and opposed the abortion ballot measure in your state, would that make you more or less likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Less likely.
And is that somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now, we're nearing the last section of the survey, so thank you very much for your patience, ma'am. Now, here we have some statements made by some people who support Republicans and oppose the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Republican candidates and no on the ballot measure. Americans want a common sense position on abortion. That's why I vote for the Republicans who support reasonable exceptions to abortion bans, like when a woman's life is at risk or someone is raped or the victim of incest. Do you find this statement very convincing, somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all to vote for Republicans and no on the ballot measure?
Not a convincing reason at all.
Thank you. Then we have, science tells us that unborn babies are human beings with a heartbeat who feel pain, make fists, have facial expressions, and their organs are fully formed and will continue to grow. I'm voting for Republicans who will protect this unborn baby.
What was the question?
Yes, we want to know if the statement is a very convincing reason, not a very somewhat convincing reason, not a very convincing reason, or not a convincing reason at all to vote for Republicans and no on the ballot measure.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Thank you. And last for this section, we have abortion laws should be decided at the state level. I'm voting for Republicans who want to let states determine abortion policy, not the president and Congress.
Not a convincing reason at all.
Thank you. And to weigh in, here are some statements made by people who support Democrats and the abortion ballot measure. Please rate each statement on how convincing it is to vote for Democratic candidates and yes on the ballot measure. We have, for all the women in our lives, we have the responsibility to fight to protect their ability to make the healthcare decisions that are best for them. That means voting for Democratic candidates who prioritize women's reproductive freedom and vote yes on the ballot measure to protect abortion access. We owe it to our daughters, sisters, wives, and friends to make sure that they can make decisions about their own bodies and lives. And we're using the same scale. Do you find this a very convincing reason? So much
very convincing.
Thank you. And the last on this section, we have, if Republicans win this November, they plan to enact Project 2025, which includes a national ban on abortion and monitoring people's pregnancies. This is why we need to protect our reproductive rights by voting for Democrats up and down the ballot, passing the abortion measure, and making sure Republicans aren't able to enact Project 2025.
Very convincing.
Thank you very much. And as we wrap up the survey, we are going to reaffirm some questions at the beginning. So thank you.
This is torture.
We're about to finish. This is the last section, and then just a few more questions for demographic purposes. Now, it don't matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Number 10.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or third party candidate Jill Stein?
Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I will vote yes.
Thank you. And we know it's a long way out, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress? The Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Thank you. Now, these last two questions are just for classification purposes. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? Hello?
Master's degree, can you hear me?
Excuse me?
Master's degree?
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican,
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About $140,000.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience, and have a wonderful day.
Tell them that it is entirely too long.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay.
Have a wonderful day. Okay.